an opportunity missed. As Cheek hits both free throws, Stevie now has a game-high 22. And Nova, with their largest lead of the game, they're up 21. The Hawks start the second half with Steele, Nesmith, Waite, Ed and Phil. Nicholas off the bench. He'll fire a three and connect from right in front of the Hawks bench. That's an encouraging sign if you're an MU fan. The Hawks down 18.
We know Nicholas can fill it up. That's a good sign as the freshman gets comfortable right away in the game and knocks down a three. Maybe he can be a spark to get the Hawks back into this.
He took out Myers Kidd, who started the second half. So 5 points for Andrew Nicholas in his collegiate debut. Malik Wayne's left-hand dribble. We'll go back to James Bell. He'll pull a long two. Ed Wayne gets a block, and a late whistle will go against Ed. Coach Rice clapping, however, liking the defensive pressure.
I love the defense there. I'm just not a fan of that call. It's almost, it's punishing the defender for a job well done. And not a good shot from James Bell. Nice defense right there by Ed Wayne.
Ed Wayne appeared to go straight up.
Yeah, he probably got him a little bit, but I just think that was good D, and you almost punished a guy there for playing good defense.
Bell knocks down the free throw. He now has 6 points for Villanova. The Wildcats up 58-39, 1 minute gone by in this second half. I'll tell you, I knew Jay Wright was a stylish man coming into the contest tonight as Bell misses Nesmith with a rebound. In person, he really is.
He's a good-looking gentleman, Eddie.
The dapper look as Nesmith is fouled by Malik Wayans into the front court there, so that foul will go on the Villanova point guard. That's his second foul of the contest.
You wouldn't be the one to have kind of an inner competition between you and Jay Wright on who's better dressed, would you?
I'm the only one that thinks it's going on, though, because everyone else knows it's a blowout. And Phil Waite converting down low, inbounds past Steve. Another good look from Nicholas, who's done some good things in the game. And obviously, I'm nowhere near Jay Wright's class of clothing. The Hawks trail by 17.
Nice play right there by the Hawks. A little flex cut off the inbound play to get Phil a layup.
Back the other way, Mukhtar Yaru will convert for Villanova with a jump hook. The Wildcats now go up 60-41. Ed Waite, top of the key. They swing it right wing. It's Nicholas. Now it finds its way back to Nesmith. Dribble between the legs, gets a ball screen from Phil Waite, tries to bounce it down to Phil, and it's a steal. Cheek comes away with it. The Wildcats now back the other way in transition. Waynes will leave it, and Nesmith in the backcourt, and it'll be a double dribble call on Malik Waynes. That's good defensive pressure from Deion.
Credit Deion Nesmith for that whole play. Pressure in the ball, getting a deflection, diving after the ball at half court, and causing Malik Waynes to double dribble. Excellent job from Deion Nesmith.
Nothing like getting first half stats 2 minutes into the second half, but we take a look. Villanova shot 50%. In that first half, including 47% from three. The Hawks shot 45%. They turned it over eight times. Also had eight assists, however. They forced seven Villanova turnovers. The other way, Phil Waite converts another one down low off a nice pass from Ed Waite. So the Hawks cut this Villanova lead to 17. Phil getting loose down low for a couple.
And that's a great way to get back into the game. You want to get easy baskets. You know, you're not always going to make open threes, but if you get open layups, you're going to convert them most of the time. That's a good job by the Hawks to get Phil into this ball game.
And Phil Waite, for the first Hawk in double figures, he has 10 points to lead things. The Hawks trail 60-43. Dominic Cheek will fire a deep three. That's no good off the back of the iron. And a loose ball foul. See who they call it on. It looks like it'll go, Steve. They credit you, Mukhtar Yaru, with the foul.
Great timeout by Jay Wright here, Eddie. Great timeout.
That's Villanova taking a 30-second timeout. It'll be taken as a full. We will take it as a full as well. We'll step aside 30 seconds. 17:28 to go in the second half. Mama trails Villanova 60-43. You're listening to Hawks Hoops right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
The Hawks trailing Villanova 60-43, 17:28 remaining in the second half of action. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti, along with you on the Shore Sports Network. Frank Costantino back in the studio doing a great job, as always, engineering. And, Steve, before we went to break, the Hawks with a bit of a run, a couple of baskets down low. Coach Jay Wright took a quick timeout. I know you loved it.
I thought it was a great timeout. Jay Wright sensed that the Hawks were gaining some momentum. Phil Wade just had two easy baskets down low. Dominic Cheek, although he's playing a great game, he puts up probably a bad shot here. Monmouth gets the rebound, and a foul's called on Villanova. You start to realize that Monmouth might be picking up some momentum. Jay Wright calls a timeout to settle his team down. That's a great job by Coach Wright. Looking at the stats, Eddie, Monmouth shooting 45% in this game. If you go back to last year's game at the MAC against Villanova, Monmouth shot 25% from the floor, and they were 1 of 19 from 3. And it's, judging by those stats, you're not surprised that they lost by 40. You know, they're shooting 45%. That's pretty good. The problem is Villanova shooting 50%.
Again, this Hawks team, different all over. They play man-to-man full-court defense. They run it on offense, and they play more of a motion-free offense. As now Deion Nesmith will have it. Monmouth moving left to right on your radio dial. It's Jesse Steele in the left corner. Or rather, the right corner. Steele will look to get into the lane. He does. Reverse layup. No good. And wait, two-hand follow dunk. That's a big-time play by the junior.
Jesse drives baseline, goes for the reverse. It draws all the help. Ed Waite's able to run in for the offensive rebound and slam it down. Nice job by the junior.
Hello, Ed Waite. Welcome to the contest. Yaru picks up his dribble. They'll hand for Cheek. Off-balance three is good. That's a pro-looking shot from Dominic Cheek.
Andrew Nicholas went under the dribble handoff against a guy who can shoot as Deion Nesmith puts up a shot that's no good. Against a guy like Dominic Cheek who's filling it up, you got to go over the screen and make him turn the corner and put it on the floor.
Waynes will fire a three. That's good. Six quick ones in a row for Villanova, and the Wildcats up 66-45. But Monmouth comes right back into things. Steele will pump it a three. He'll go to Nicholas. Now they'll look to slow things down. Steele, left wing, will go to Nicholas. Nice entry pass for Phil Waite. His shot is missed, and they call a travel on Phil. He lost it. But nevertheless, the call goes against Monmouth. Does Myers Kitt and Will Campbell check back into the game for the Hawks?
You know, and it's momentum. The basketball's a game of runs. Andrew Nicholas goes under a screen. Dominic Cheek gets it, puts up a three and knocks it down. Then in transition, Waynes pulls up for three. It's momentum. You're on the road in a packed house here at Villanova. Shots like that start going down.
Tons of subs. Let's reset the lineups. It's Will Campbell, Jesse Steele in the backcourt for Monmouth, Daniel James, Ed Waite, Mike Myers Kitt. Also, Ty Johnson, Dominic Cheek, as well as Javon Pinkston, Marcus Kennedy, and James Bell in for Villanova. Kennedy lost it down low. And the Wildcats, Steve, have a big lineup in the game. Monmouth went the other way. They have a very small lineup in the contest.
Phil Waite just got called for a walk on a high-low pass. Kennedy gets the ball down low and seems to travel, and there's no call.
Kennedy loses it down low through his hands. Ed Waite comes up with the steal. He'll push everyone down court. He'll look to make things happen. He'll go to Will Campbell. He'll get to the middle of the lane, kick it out right wing. Jesse Steele goes down low. Ed Waite, nice move in the paint. He goes up. The shot's missed, but a foul called on Dominic Cheek. And you like to see that Ed Waite, not only with the nice catch, but the nice move.
Nice move by Ed Waite. When I talk about Ed Waite, if you remember last year, Arizona had a guy by the name of Derek Williams. He was number two pick in the draft. Now, I'm not saying Ed Waite's Derek Williams, but I think he can be the NEC's version of Derek Williams. He's got very nice, he's very versatile. He can post up, he can go mid-range, he can shoot a three, and I think sooner or later Coach Rice is going to find nice ways to put Ed Waite in position to be successful on the offensive end.
Under 16 media timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well. 15:49 to go in the second half. Mama trails Villanova 66-45. We step out for 30 seconds right here. Only on the Hawks Basketball Source, the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Eddie Acapinti, Steve Bazzaz along with you here on the Shore Sports Network, where the Monmouth Hawks trail the Villanova Wildcats 66-45. Here on a packed, loud pavilion on campus at Villanova. Steve, the Hawks had a couple nice spurts early in the second half, and now Villanova again has asserted themselves, and Dominic Cheek has really been good. He's got 25 in this contest.
Dominic Cheek's playing a great game, and maybe he's starting to realize that he's got a real opportunity here to be the second guy to Malik Wayans. And you know, if Wayans is in there making plays and kicking out to Cheek, and he can keep shooting like this throughout the year, then, you know, maybe Villanova's not going to be the eighth team in the Big East. Maybe they'll move up a little bit.
The Wildcats are 3 of 5 shooting in the second half, including 2 out of 3 from three. They got three players in double figures. Cheek has 25. Wayans has 12, and Yaru has 11. Phil Waite, the only Hawk in double figures, he has 10.
I'm impressed with Yaru for Villanova. He hasn't really gotten a lot of catches down in the post. He's really caught a lot in the mid post, about 15 to 12 feet away, and he's put the ball on the floor and made some nice spin moves. If you're Monmouth, though, you've got to be there helping and digging at the ball a little bit.
Ed Waite goes 2 of 2 from the foul line. Cuts that lead for Villanova back under 20 at 66-47, 15:48 to go here in the second half. The Wildcats going right to left on your radio dial in the second half. Pinkston goes down low. Yaru makes the catch and lays it in with two hands. A great seal of Ed Waite. Jesse Steele will hurry things up. Will Campbell will fire a quick three. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by James Bell.
Jesse again breaking down a defense, drawing the D, kicking out to Will. Will had an open three.
Wayans will go to Ashraf Yakubu. Check back in. Yaru, a short jumper. That's good for Muftau Yaru.
I'm very impressed with Muftau Yaru. He looks to be much improved from his first 2 years in college. I know Coach Wright and the coaching staff is very high on him. He looks very good. Nice there. That time he caught it, pivoted, faced up, and knocked down an 8-foot jump shot.
That foul for Villanova called out front. Will Campbell drove. Ashraf Yakubu called for the foul. So Monmouth will inbound the ball, down 23 with 15 minutes to go. Myers Kitt tries to go down low to Nicholas. It's intercepted by Wayne. 3-on-1 for Villanova. Pinkston will dunk in transition for the Wildcats. Coach Rice will take a 30-second timeout, Steve, as now Villanova has built their biggest lead of the game at 25 points.
Poor decision by Mike Myers. You have Andrew Nicholas coming off the flex cut, and he comes onto the ball side block, and he's posting up, but that's not really his game. It might have been in high school in Pennsylvania, but it ain't against the Big East team, Villanova, here. That's not his game. He forces the pass. He doesn't even throw a bounce pass. He throws an overhead pass that gets tipped away. Villanova goes down the other end and gets a dunk. Those are the kind of mistakes that you can't make, and they're even magnified against a big-time team.
This is Coach Wright's youngest Villanova team in a couple of years, but it's still a talented Big East team. Speaking of Muftau Yaru, the talented big man for Villanova, Steve, he didn't play soccer until he was 14 years old. Or I'm sorry, didn't play basketball until he was 14 years old. Played soccer for the majority of his life. He grew up in the West African nation of Benin. He speaks 5 languages.
How about that?
I could barely speak one.
Imagine a 6'10 guy playing soccer, huh?
I know. Hope he was a goalie. He's guarding Ed Waite, top of the key now. Ed will give to Austin Tillotson. He's got Bell on him. 14:40 to go in the second half. Ed Waite on the right baseline. He'll put up a wild shot. That's no good. Wayans comes down with a rebound. He'll look to push for the Wildcats. It's 3-on-5 for Villanova, and he'll wait for his teammates to join him.
Ed Waite drove baseline and got doubled. There should be somebody drifting to the far corner on the other side of the floor. There was nobody there for him.
Pinkston converts down low for Villanova after a nice spin in the lane. Nicholas will fire a 3 for the Hawks, and that's all net for Andrew Nicholas as the Hawks get to the 50 number. 74-50, Villanova leads, but Nicholas with a nice stroke.
Nicholas looks very good. Nice play right there. Nice pull-up in transition.
Wayans, his pull-up, the short 2, no good. Batted around, Yaru comes up with it. He puts it up and in as Villanova now up 76-50.
You know, the Hawks have a small lineup. Basically, Andrew Nicholas is the 4 man. Ed Waite's the 5. That time, the size differential really benefited Villanova. Yaru able to put it in.
Tillotson will drive. He'll put up a layup. That's no good. And it's a blocking foul down low. They'll get, I believe, Yakubu with the foul. So it's a nice drive by Tillotson. He's coming up, shaking out his right wrist a little bit. He'll have a chance to go to the foul line.
You like seeing Tillotson aggressive there, Eddie. He catches the ball on the wing. He rips through and goes right to the basket. This is a freshman point guard in his first game on the road at Villanova. He's being aggressive. He made 2 steals in the first half. Got a layup on one of them. He's playing a good game as a freshman point guard in his first ever collegiate basketball game.
In a pretty hostile atmosphere as he hits his first free throw. As Nesmith and Phil Waite check back in, they take out Ed Waite and Will Campbell. We'll reset Villanova's lineup. They had a couple subs. It's Waynes, Cheek back in, Yaru still in, and Marcus Kennedy and Darren Hilliard back on for Coach Wright as Tillotson readies his second free throw. It is no good. It rimmed out. Marcus Kennedy with the rebound. And he'll outlet up ahead to Dominic Cheek. He'll try to go down low to Yaru, and he threw it away. That turnover for the Wildcats will give it back to Monmouth. Myers Kitchek's back in for the Hawks. He takes out number 13, Andrew Nicholas, who's knocked down a couple of threes. Steele will cross the timeline on Wayne. Left to right on your radio dial. He settles on the left wing. We'll go top of the key, Myers Kit. Austin Tillotson directly in front of Stephen I. Ball screen from Phil Waite. Top of the key. Tillotson with Cheek on him. We'll hand for Nesmith. Top of the key. Right-hand dribble will go to Myers Kidd on the right wing. He's got a big man in Kennedy on him. Tillotson now has it on the left wing in front of the bench. He'll drive, and they'll call the foul out front. So you like the aggressiveness, Steve, from Austin Tillotson. He draws two fouls.
I like the aggressiveness. He looks like he's very comfortable on the left side of the floor there, being able to catch and rip through and go in to make a layup. One thing I'm disappointed in, Eddie, is that I haven't seen many ball screens, at least not as many as I thought I would in this first half. They seem to be doing a lot of pass and cut, trying to get the ball down low to Phil.
Back in for Villanova, Ty Johnson. He takes out Malik Waynes. Tillotson will make a nice move. He lost it momentarily, but gets it back. He's got the bigger Cheek on him. Ball screen from Phil Waite. Tillotson, nice look down low. Phil Waite tried to throw it down, and he's called for the offensive foul. As stepping in was Marcus Kennedy, and Phil Waite hit the deck hard, and he looks hurt. It was a nice pass from Tillotson. I think if Phil Waite just tried to lay it in or shoot it, he probably had a better chance as he's helped up by his teammates, and he went down, Steve, very hard under his own basket.
I'd like seeing that from Phil, though. He sets a screen, he rolls to the basket, he gets a bounce pass, and you know what? Instead of passing it out or going up with a layup, he tries to dunk it over somebody, and that's the aggressive play that Coach Rice and his staff is trying to get from Phil Waite.
Coach Rice actually now saying that Phil Waite's okay, kind of smiling a little bit.
Yep.
I think he likes that, too. Mama trailing by 25, but playing hard in this game. Tillotson comes up with another steal back the other way for Mama. Ahead to Nesmith. He'll put up a short shot, no good. Ball batted around, it comes down to Marcus Kennedy for Villanova as Tillotson took another cross-court pass away from the Wildcats the possession before.
Then he makes a diagonal pass in transition, finding open D on Naismith. Good play from Tillotson.
Yaru converts down low, and they call Phil Waite for the foul. Muftau Yaru showing the full repertoire offensively down low.
I am very impressed with Yaru. He's able to put the ball on the floor. He catches it whether he's 12 feet out from the basket or whether he's 4 to 8 feet out from the basket. He's also facing up, reverse pivoting, and making some moves down low. Very impressive Mustafa Yaru. And you know what? This is great for Phil Waite, though. You know, playing a Big East center, going up and down the floor, trying to make a dunk on these guys. It's only going to make him better for the NEC action when we get to it in December and January.
Yaru hits the free throw to complete the conventional three-point play. He'll take a seat. Back on for Villanova, number 22, Javon Pinkston. So the Wildcats lead 79-51. Monmouth basketball back the other way as Deion Nesmith throws up a wild shot, and he got bailed out as Villanova called for the foul. I believe they're going to get number 3, Ty Johnson, for the foul. So Nesmith will go to the foul line, Steve. Couple of free throws coming for Deion. Nesmith in this contest. Well, he's not listed up on the big scoreboard. In the first half, Deion had a nice stretch. 5 points, had him all early, hits the free throw here. As Ashraf Yakubu checks in for Darren Hilliard.
Now, Eddie, and Monmouth right now has 52 points in last year's game. In last year's game, they scored 36 points. They have 52 with 12 minutes to go in this second half.
Nesmith misses the second free throw. Villanova basketball, they lead by 27 with 12 minutes to go in the game. And the Hawks already, like Steve said, 16 more points scored than that game a year ago. Marcus Kennedy down low. Triple team. Somehow got from the middle of the lane to the right wing of the lane, hits the layup. Took a lot of steps, it looked like.
Marcus Kennedy, he's one big guy, too. It looks like to me that needs a little drop a few pounds, but it looks like he can be a little bit of a player in the future.
Nesmith will tee up a three. He'll rattle it home for the Hawks, who cut the Villanova lead to 81-55.
Now, for as many points as the Hawks are scoring, which is 55 now, Villanova's on pace to score well over 100.
They got 81 with 11:25 to go in the game. Yakubu will try to add to that with a three. And he will. And Nova now up by 29. Touch foul in the backcourt. Ty Johnson called for the foul against Jesse Steele. That'll get us to the under 12 media timeout. We'll step aside. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Villanova leads Monmouth 84-55. 11 minutes, 18 seconds remaining in the second half here at the Pavilion. You're listening to Monmouth Men's Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone Tires.
The Bridgestone Tire Sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
Extraordinary community banking. That's what you'll find at Ocean First. Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, president of Ocean First Bank, where we've been taking care of our customers throughout the Jersey Shore community for over 100 years. For generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, since 1902, it's what we do. Extraordinary community banking.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Back at the Pavilion on the campus of Villanova. The Wildcats lead the Monmouth Hawks 84-55, 11 minutes, 18 seconds remaining in the second half of action. Eddie Iacobinti, Steve Bazzaz, courtside with you here on the Shore Sports Network. Frank Constantino back in the West, back in the studios in Bayville, almost by force of habit. Did that. I actually haven't broadcasted, Steve, a Monmouth men's basketball game since the last time they saw Villanova. Two times ago they saw Villanova in this city. The first round NCAA tournament game back in 2006. You were on the team then. It's been a long ride from then to now, and obviously the team much, much different, and the style much, much different.
Yes, it is. I mean, we already see it, how many points are being scored in this game. Both teams are going up and down the floor. Monmouth right now for the game is shooting 46%, which is great. Unfortunately for them, Villanova is shooting a tremendous 58% from the floor.
Jesse Steele, who was fouled the possession before the timeout, hits a free throw. And also, Steve, the Wildcats 11 of 21 from three-point range.
And 17 of 19 from the foul line, too. So they're really capitalizing on all their opportunities.
Steele, the second Hawk to crack into double figures. He now has 10. How about this line for Jesse Steele? 10 points, 3 assists, no turnovers from your point guard.
Good to see, especially in a new style. Good to see from Jesse. I think he's playing a tremendous game as the quarterback for this Monmouth basketball team.
84-57, Villanova leads with 11 minutes exactly remaining in regulation. Foul will be called on Andrew Nicholas on the right wing as he tried to get in front of Javon Pinkston. You know, before the game, we're walking around seeing different people in the stands. Worth noting, Coach Larry Brown in attendance tonight, and I actually had a chance to go meet him, and he said he's here to see King. So here to see Coach Rice, Derek Wittenberg here for the same reason. A lot of people, eyes on this Monmouth program because of Coach Rice.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've now worked with Coach Rice for half a year now, and it's amazing how many people he knows in the basketball circle.
Jesse Steele for the Hawks will try to hoist up a three in transition after a missed Villanova shot. He misses. Kennedy pulls it down. So Villanova, with Wayne checking back into the game, will now go back into the offensive side of the court. Cheek will go to Pinkston. He'll move on Nicholas. And there's a scrum under the basket, a foul called. It'll either go on Ed Waite or Andrew Nicholas. There's three bodies, them two, and Pinkston hit the ground. They'll give the foul to Ed Waite.
Looked to me that Ed got pushed over a little bit and kind of fell into the dribbler and then gets called for the foul. But he did contact him, so...
A lot of contact everywhere as Max DeLeo and Phil Waite check back in. Austin Tillotson and Andrew Nicholas will go out. Every Hawk who's eligible to play has seen time already in this contest. Kennedy on the right wing with Phil Wade on him. Power dribble with the right hand. We'll now go top of the key. Malik Williams will put up a three over to Leo and knock it down. And Villanova now up by an even 30 spot. DeLeo, ahead of everyone, will put up a three. No good. Yakubu pulls down the rebound for Villanova. The Wildcats will continue to run as now Waynes waves everyone in and then slows it down. He'll go to Yakubu. Long two for Ashraf is no good. Marcus Kennedy, offensive rebound and putback. And the Wildcats up 89 to 57. 9 minutes, 57 seconds, Steve, remaining here in the second half, and a timeout called by the Hawks.
Eddie, we mentioned earlier in the broadcast about Malik Wayans. He shot 27% from three last year. In this game, he's 3 of 5 from three-point range, and he's really hit some nice threes in transition and right there on a spot up. If he shoots that well from three this year, sky's the limit for Malik Wayans.
A preseason all-second team Big East selection, Malik Wayans, and you said it earlier, he's now the next guy. You
know, he is the guy.
It started with, you know, the Mike Nardis and then the Randy Foys and the Allen Rays and the Kyle Lowrys, Scotty Reynolds in that line. And now Malik Wayans, who's from Philly, is the next guy for Coach Wright to lead this team into the postseason.
And he's doing a great job as the captain of this team, going up and down the floor. He goes coast to coast, and he's not only looking to score for himself, but he's trying to get other guys involved. We've already seen him hook up with Dominic Cheek a couple times. Good showing right here from Wayans and from Dominic Cheek. Very impressed with him.
Yeah, Cheek with 25. And Yaru also, don't forget him, he's got 20 in this game. The big three for Villanova. Head weight with the basketball for Mamet. Spins down low on the post. Turnaround jumper, no good, short. We got a foul call down low. I think they're going to get Dominic Cheek for a foul as DeLeo with a nice box out down low. He will have a one-on-one opportunity.
Now, one thing I would like to see more is we got to see Ed Waite in a post-up opportunity earlier in the half, and he made a nice drop step and got to the foul line. We haven't really seen him catch the ball in the post at all, or even mid-post at the elbow area. I'd love to see Ed catch the ball there a couple times and try to make some things happen.
Max DeLeo with a one-and-one opportunity. His free throw is good. So Max getting a point in his first Monmouth action. His father, long-time coach and front office man with the Philadelphia 76ers. And Max now 2 for 2, cutting the Villanova lead to 89-59 with 9:40 to go in regulation.
Good for Max to get some time here in Villanova. He's from Cinnaminson. It's good for him. I'm proud of him as a walk-on to get in the game and make some things happen.
Darren Hilliard on the left wing with DeLeo on him. We'll go top of the key. Malik Wayans around the screen. Pick up his dribble. Kick it out. Pinkston will pump it a three of his own. His left-hand dribble in the lane will now go to Hilliard. He'll try to go over Phil Wade. He'll get the bucket and the foul for the freshman, Darren Hilliard.
You know, I credit Phil Wade for making the attempt at a charge. But you know what? He's 7 feet tall. He's got to get there quicker, or he's got to block a shot. If somebody's going to drive on you and you're 7 feet tall, you've either got to block it or you've got to take a charge. That time he was a little late taking the charge, and he got called for a foul.
30-second timeout taken on the court. We'll keep the action right here. Villanova up 91-59, 9 minutes, 21 seconds remaining here in the second half. We'd again like to remind everyone that tomorrow the Monmouth football team will be right here on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks take on Albany in a pretty big game at Kessler Field. The game at noon, not 1 o'clock. Myself, Matt Harmon, will have the call in the press box at Kessler Field. And again, this is the first of many Monmouth University men's basketball broadcasts. Every Hawk men's game will be right here on the Shore Sports Network all season long. We're very happy to be a part of the family of broadcasts here on 1160, 1310 a.m. and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Hilliard, the lefty, converts the conventional three-point play, makes the free throw, so Villanova now up 92-59. See, I'll tell you, this Villanova team really can score. They've got a couple players that are going to get, you know, can get consideration for all Big East accolades. As the Hawks with the basketball now, Jesse Steele will put up a three, no good, short. Yaru with a rebound, ahead to Wayans. He'll go ahead to Darren Hilliard. Skip past Cheek, a long two. Is no good. One of the few he's missed. Michael Harris back into the game for Monmouth with a rebound. Will Campbell back the other way. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it to Mike Myers' kit. DeLeo top of the key to Steele. They go in the right corner. Michael Harris put on the floor. Spin move on Yaru. Puts it up. Counted in a foul. A nice move for the Monmouth freshman, Michael Harris.
Nice move by Michael Harris, and it's nice to see him being aggressive. There's times at practice where when he gets pressured, he goes the other way with it. Instead of being aggressive and trying to go by somebody, that time he put the ball on the floor, had a nice spin move, and went up with the right hand and scored. Jesse Steele again. Jesse's playing a very good game, but again, he gets a shot fake. His defender goes up in the air, and then instead of going into the basket, he goes sidestep for a three. I'd love to see him get into the lane and make some plays.
Harris hits the free throw, converts his own traditional three-point play. Now 92-62, the score. Up ahead, Cheek. We'll go top of the key, Pinkston. You almost want Steele to make the defense commit again. He made one guy miss, so make someone else play it. As Pinkston drives down low, he converts the layup for Villanova. Their freshmen have been very impressive as well in this game. DeLeo, right in front of Steve and I, will go top of the key. To Nesmith. Again, Monmouth moving left to right on your radio dial. He'll go to Harris. A three from Michael Harris is short. Surprise shot. But he had a chance at his offensive rebound. Waynes dives to the floor to keep it alive. A scrub in the Villanova side. Yaru, Myers, Kitt, DeLeo all jumping it up. It will remain with Villanova. And both sides clapping for hustle.
Don't like the shot there from Michael Harris. He made a great play a couple possessions ago, and that was the typical, I just scored. Let me heat check and see if I can score again. Now he's coming out.
Yeah, you know who else didn't like that shot?
Yep.
Coach Rice. As still, I'm impressed with Michael Harris in this game. Again, he had moved Taliaru on him, a potential All-Big East player. Went right at him a couple possessions ago as Nicholas comes back in. Villanova on the alley-oop on the inbounds pass. James Bell. Nice execution, but the Hawks had their heads down on defense.
Earlier in the first half, I thought they had the same play. They missed it. This time they executed, and Bell was able to put in an easy layup.
Nicholas into the game will put up another three short. Bell gets the rebound over both Myers, Kitt, and DeLeo.
Yeah, Eddie, watching these two teams, they play the same style, four out, one in, trying to get the ball into the post. A lot of driving kick. It's almost like the big brother, little brother version.
Yaru has it. His,
oh my God,
15-footer is good. That's big brother. And Muftau Yaru, impressive. Villanova, Steve, now up 98-52.
Yaru's only 62. A junior. Yaru's only a junior. If he keeps doing that for the next 2 years, we're going to see him in the NBA.
DeLeo will put up a three for the Hawks. No good. Barely hit the iron. Yaru with a rebound. Wayne's still going to run for Villanova. Three on three. He's going to go one-on-one with Nesmith. Wild shot in the lane. No good. Andrew Nicholas with the block. Cheek loses it out of bounds, and we have a foul call down low. We've reached the under 8 media timeout. Hopefully the teams realize it as quickly as we do. They go their way. Villanova, Steve, up 98-62. We're going to step aside. 7:09 remaining in the second half. Monmouth trailing Villanova by 36. You're listening to Monmouth University men's basketball. And we're stepping aside. 1 minute timeout right here on the Shore Sports Network.
It's the beginning of a new era of Monmouth University basketball, and we want you to be part of the excitement this winter at the MAC. Season tickets, luxury suites, MAC packs, and select individual games are on sale for Hawks basketball. Packages start as low as $50 and will get you in the game all season long. Reserve your spot today by calling the Monmouth University box office at 732-263-MUTX. That's 732-263-MUTX. Or visit us online at GoMUHawks.com. Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Tom's River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
This is Ken Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Eddie Acopinti, Steve Bazzaz, back with you at the Pavilion here on the campus of Villanova University. The host Wildcats leading the Monmouth Hawks 98-62. And Steve, the big three for Villanova, Muftau Yaru, Malik Waynes, and Dominic Cheek have been as good as advertised in this contest.
Yeah, and Malik Waynes is an extremely good player, and Villanova's year is going to go as he goes. But if he gets the help he's getting from Dominic Cheek and Muftau Yaru, then Villanova might be a player in the Big East.
We'll take a look in this second half at the Monmouth University upcoming schedule, and it's daunting to say the least. We'll get into that after Cheek hits his or shoots his first free throw. He does knock it down, so Villanova 1 point shy of 100. After this game, the next broadcast will be Monday night. Monmouth will take on Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg. As Cheek hits his second, Villanova hits the century mark, 100-62 in the preseason NIT. Steve, the Hawks will take on the Hokies and then either George Mason or FIU on Tuesday at 8:30. We'll get more to the schedule shortly as Monmouth now with the basketball. Will Campbell back into the game, puts up a three, no good off the iron. Darren Hilliard with a rebound for Villanova. They'll now push. Ty Johnson gets the ball screen from Giroux. Nice split of the double team, but he loses it. Tillotson comes away with it. Three on one if he hurries. Tillotson to Campbell. Reverse layup. No good. A wild shot. Tillotson offensive rebound. Kicks it out top. Steal. His three is no good off the back iron. Hilliard comes away with the defensive rebound. And now Villanova will look to slow things down. Coach Wright, with both Waynes and Cheek off the court, will look to slow things down.
That time Tillotson went three on one on the break, but he had 5'8 Jesse Steele and 5'8 Will Campbell to each side.
Yaru picks his dribble up away from the basket. Will go to Hilliard on the right wing. Dribbles, gets into the teeth of the lane, spins short, no good. Deion Nesmith comes away with a rebound, or he had a rebound and lost it out of bounds.
If you look at the size on the floor for Monmouth, Jesse, Will, Austin Tillotson, Daniel James, and Deion Nesmith. How small is that lineup, huh?
That's four guards, and Daniel James is your post player. And Villanova counters with a pretty big lineup of their own. This is Marcus Kennedy. He feeds Yaru down low, who dunks with two hands. Those two players that connected on that play, Kennedy 6'9", and Yaru 6'10".
And to reach about 260 pounds, too. That time, Yaru sealed off Austin Tillotson, which just isn't fair for the freshman point guard.
Villanova up 102-62. 5:40 remaining. Campbell makes a nice move on Kennedy, and who throws it back at Will. Tillotson picks it up, shoots up an air ball, and that got the student section for Villanova up as Ty Johnson will now bring things up into the front court. Foul called in that back court. They're going to get Tillotson on the whistle. Steve, you thought Campbell, he probably thought he got by the big guy, but when the guys you're playing reach is probably over, you know, 6'8", 6'9", you're not really by him ever.
And this is big-time basketball, you know, and this is part of the reason why these guys are at Villanova. You know, when you have 6'4 size and you're 220 pounds and you have a wingspan at 7 feet, that's why you go to Villanova, and that's why you go into the Big East and the ACC. You know, however, to give Monmouth credit, and this is why Coach Rice, they're gonna take Coach Rice's personality. It's not a bad thing for the Hawks to be down by so much, because this is where Coach Rice is going to be able to see who's a player, who wants to play, who wants to battle even though they're down by 40 points. You know, who's going to play hard even though they're down by so much.
Ty Johnson goes 1-2 from the foul line. They took Muftal Yaru out, so no starters in the game right now for Villanova. They brought on number 25, Maurice Sutton, a junior forward from Largo, Maryland. Wild miss by Mike Myers. Kit Deion Nesmith's put back no good. Ed Waite's put back no good. And Sutton comes away with a rebound. Kennedy up ahead will catch one in transition. He'll leave for Sutton, who will come away with it. Kind of sloppy play now. Yakubu a three, no good off the front of the iron. And Jesse Steele will now run for Monmouth. Under 5 minutes to go. Steele's bounce pass is knocked out of bounds by Ashraf Yakubu. So the Hawks will maintain possession. Down 41, 31 seconds on the shot clock.
You know, the Hawks are getting a lot of driving kicks for open shots, but they're not falling. And the Hawks have a lot of guys who are kind of streaky three-point shooters. You know, Will Campbell's streaky. Deion Nesmith's a little streaky. But I think sooner or later, Deion and Jesse might be the purest, and Andrew Nicholas might be the purest shooters on the team. So there's going to be games where the Hawks are going to knock those three downs, and there's going to be games where they're not going to find the rim. And that's when you got to find other ways to score.
Ed Waite converts for the Hawks on the previous time down the court. Yakubu will score for Villanova to answer, so the team's trading hoops looks as though Coach Wright's going to get some players who don't normally get a whole bunch of playing time. Again, this is the first game of the season, but just reading the prospectus coming in, some time. As Steele is fouled 20 feet from the basket, he'll get a couple of free throws.
And if you're Coach Rice, you want to see who's a competitor now. Who's going to keep playing hard even though this game is a blowout? You'll start to learn a lot about your players and their character and their competitiveness if they start packing it in early.
Jesse Steele's first free throw is good. Jesse now with 11. Michael Harris checks into the game. He takes out Ed Waite into the game for Villanova, one of their walk-on players. 6-foot senior guard Dallas Uwano from Holmdel over on the Jersey Shore in Monmouth County. Went to Christian Brothers Academy. One of two CBA players actually on the roster. As Steele hits his second free throw as well, Jesse has 12.
Nice to see some short conference represented, huh?
Excuse me. As Uwano's in the game, they also have Nick McMahon, a sophomore walk-on from Colts Neck, who also went to Christian Brothers in the game. The Hawks trailing 105-66. Villanova now will run a little half-court offense. Pinkston top of the key, gets into the lane. Floater missed wildly. Sutton tried to grab the rebound, grab the rim when doing so, and ball out of bounds. We go back to Monmouth.
Now these are also moments in a game that even though you're losing by a lot and you're a freshman, these are moments in the game where you're going to start showing what you can do. This is a great chance for Andrew Nicholas and Michael Harris, Austin Tillotson, to show the coaching staff what you can do in a game situation.
Nicholas will go to his high school teammate Tillotson, who drives, loses it on the way up. And now Villanova will come back the other way. Pinkston spins in the lane, and he's fouled by Nesmith, on the spin to the basket. And that timeout, Steve, will get us to the under four. Media timeout will step aside for 1 minute. Villanova leads Monmouth 105-66, 3 minutes, 45 seconds remaining here in the second half. And you're listening to the Hawks men's basketball team on the Shore Sports Network.
Are you looking for Ocean County's one-stop outdoor resource? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. All your favorite gear, hiking boots, dry suits, outdoor clothing, camping equipment, and more from the biggest names in the business. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the outdoors, and the Jersey Paddler in Brick is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
The Hawks trail Villanova here with 3 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the second half. 105-66. Eddie Acapinti, Steve Pizzazz, happy to be along with you here on the Shore Sports Network. Frank Constantino, as always, doing a stand-up job back in the studios of 1160 WOBM in Bayville. This is the first game for the Monmouth Hawks this basketball season. Some other upcoming road games that the Hawks have. They'll visit Vanderbilt the day after Thanksgiving. Then they have the Pennsylvania road trip in the Northeast Conference. St. Francis, PA, and Robert Morris. They go to Navy. They host Fordham. They go to Rutgers. They host Ryder, and they go to Lafayette, and they go to North Carolina. Game to be played on New Year's Day. Coach King Rice, Coach Phelps, and Coach Reese's alma mater as Javon Pinkston hits a free throw for the Wildcats. It's a very, Steve, ambitious non-conference schedule.
You know, Coach Rice told us, you know, if you want to get the best players, you're going to have to play the best. And playing teams like that and having a chance to go to North Carolina is only going to help recruiting.
Second free throw is missed. Nesmith with a rebound. He got it ahead to Tillotson, who rushed it into the front court. They go down low to Harris. His pass intercepted by Pinkston. 2-on-1 with Yakubu. Pinkston leads for Yakubu, who misses the layup. Had an easy one. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Villanova, so it'll go back to the Hawks.
And you see where some of the freshmen, they try to be too fast with the ball. Michael Harris caught the ball and didn't let anything develop. He just caught it and threw it right away. That time he's got to be a little more patient. He didn't have the cutter, and there he can make a play.
And Coach Rice telling him, relax. Not wanting him to get too fast. We've seen Michael Harris with a couple nice moves in this game. Another freshman here, Andrew Nicholas, moving on Sutton. We'll kick it out to Tillotson. Top of the key. Nicholas will pump fake, look to get into the lane. He'll go to Tillotson. They'll play catch up top. 16 on the shot clock, 3:05 remaining here in the game. Campbell into the lane, out to Nicholas. Another three on the way for Andrew, who is short. Didn't get his knees into it. And Sutton for Villanova with a rebound.
And one thing from watching Nicholas since he's been here, he seems to come up short on a lot of his shots. He's going to start getting his legs into it.
This time he draws the charge on Villanova. It's a nice defensive play by Nicholas as number 21, Marcus Kennedy, bowled him over.
And Kennedy is one big guy. But if Kennedy gets himself into shape and drops a little bit away, he's going to be one heck of a player because you can tell he's got a little bit, he's got some tools, got some nice back-to-the-basket moves.
6'9", 260. Probably an M&M away from 275, really. As the Hawks now with it, Nicholas will make a nice move on Sutton. His righty shot is thrown away. Sutton tried to maintain it for Villanova, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. But nice defensive play by the Wildcats.
I don't know how many 6'11 guys he ran into in high school who have the wingspan who to be about 7'5. That time the shot was blocked.
Tillotson, right wing dribble in front of us, top of the key, Nesmith. They'll go to Will Campbell in the left corner. Will dribble, he'll go baseline. He goes over to Michael Harris. Dribble, step inside the three-point line, and hits the long two.
You know,
nice,
Eddie,
confident shot.
That's a nice shot from Michael Harris, but Will Campbell drove baseline. Michael Harris has to drift to the corner to make that an easier pass for Will Campbell.
Campbell had to kind of adjust and get it around him up to the wing. It's a good point. Harris credited him for the up fake and hitting the shot. Top of the key for Villanova. It's Maurice Sutton down low. Kennedy, his shot is blocked by Nicholas. Two nice defensive possessions in a row for Andrew, who's giving up probably 50 pounds to the Villanova player. Nesmith goes one on the team. His shot is missed. Harris tries a putback. That's no good, but he's called for a foul. And Steve, you said it early in the game. Who's going to play this game out? Michael Harris right now going end to end.
And you're starting to see some glimpses now from Michael Harris. That time he attacks the glass and gets the offensive rebound. Possession for, before he makes a nice head fake. Takes a nice pull-up jump shot from 15 feet away and knocks it down. And this is an opportunity for some of these freshmen to get some extra minutes as the season goes along. I'll tell you what, Andrew Nicholas, too, for what he lacks in athleticism and just, you know, pure speed, he makes up for it in size and length, and he's got a great feel for the game. He's got great basketball instincts.
Harris goes one of two at the foul line. Nick McMahon, the second CBA player for Villanova, checks in. 1 minute, 40 seconds remaining now in regulation. We would like to remind you that in postgame, Coach King Rice will join us all season long, win or lose. So we'll get King's thoughts after this game, directly after the game, as a wild shot put up by Ty Johnson. It goes out of bounds off of Sutton for Villanova, so the Hawks get it back. 86 seconds remaining in this first contest in the 2011-12 season for the Monmouth men's basketball team.
In true typical freshman form, for everything he does good, Michael Harris that time saves the ball underneath his own basket but gets away with it. I'm impressed with Michael Harris, though, staying competitive, trying to make some things happen.
Will Campbell with a turnover. Ty Johnson will move things up. McMahon will go back to Johnson. They get a little too cute. Nesmith comes up with a steal, and he's fouled in the backcourt. 68 seconds remaining in the game. Villanova leading Monmouth 106-69. So now we'll get a couple of free throws for Deion Nesmith, who has 9 points in this game. Seeing his first action in a Monmouth uniform. Interested to get Coach Rice's thoughts after this game, Steve, as he'll join both of us right here on Press Row.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see what he says. I'm pretty sure he's going to be extremely happy with the effort. They kept playing hard. They kept going at him. They kept playing.
After a brief technical issue, we're back, and Deion goes one of two from the foul line. That was my fault. 106-70 now the score. Monmouth trailing by that margin with 1 minute exactly remaining in regulation. Marcus Kennedy with Nicholas on him. I'll tell you, Nicholas has done a great job on the much bigger Kennedy. And now the Hawks flying around. Ty Johnson has it. Right wing extended. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. 10 seconds. He'll get a ball screen. Ooh. Tries to go down low to Kennedy, who wasn't expecting it. Good look, though, but that turnover will give it back to Monmouth. 41 1/10 seconds remaining.
You know, Eddie, the Hawks are going to take their lumps in the preseason. Just no doubt about it. I mean, this non-conference schedule that Coach Rice has put together, they are going to take their lumps. They play number one North Carolina. Number one in the country, North Carolina, you know. So it's going to happen. They are going to take their lumps. But this is all a learning process. They're all going to keep getting better. And it's all for the NEC conference and getting a good seed and making a run in that NEC tournament championship.
It's a turnover by Monmouth. Villanova brings it up into their front court. They don't have to shoot it again if they don't want to. There's 13 seconds remaining in the game. It's 106-70 Villanova. The Villanova student section cheering for the walk-ons to shoot it. Will Campbell swats one out of bounds. 5.7 seconds remaining in the contest. Again, stay tuned. Post-game, Coach Rice will join us. Steve, you mentioned the Hawks play number one North Carolina. They also play a top 15 team in Vanderbilt right after Thanksgiving. And then with 5 seconds, now 4-3-2-1, and that will end things. And the season opener for the Monmouth University Hawks, they fall to Villanova 106-70.